Thanks, Lee. This is going to be difficult. I have slides for 40 minutes. I'm an ex-professor, that's 50 minutes. Anyway, here we go.
I'll stand up at 9.
Okay, thanks. Anyway, after I retired in 1994, a guy came into my office. I had still had an office then, and said that he was an Lithuanian American. And after independence in 1991, it was possible for Lithuanians to recover the property that had been taken away from them during the Soviet era. He said, I've got this farm now, and I want to do something for Lithuania. And would you be interested in helping me decide what to do or how I could do that? So I said, yeah, if we can get some experts. I'm no expert on that sort of thing, but we finally, a year later, went to Lithuania, three of us with the owner of the property, Lee Ruth, who was a former chairman of the Ag Council in California, and Larry Clement, who was a county farm advisor, who had spent a year in Russia developing a research facility. So we went over, and our Lithuanian American had made a lot of contacts for us with the government advisory service, the local government around the farm, universities, and so forth. And we got a really warm reception. Nobody really knew quite what we had in mind or what we could do. But anybody giving some attention to those people, they were really appreciative and interested and curious. So, where do I punch this thing? Right here, I guess.
Hit the space bar.
So we came back. Let me say one more thing, that our owner of the property was named Vytautas Slyupas. His father was Jonas Slyupas, who was a very famous writer and medical man and activist in Lithuania in the early part of the last century. So there was some historical interest there, and people understood who we were talking about when we got there. So our little report said that we should form a Jonas Lupus organization to do a development farm and meet some of the ideas we had. And eventually that name didn't stick, because Mr. Slyupas said, well, that just calls attention to the family, and I prefer not. So he came up with the word Aksusii, which is the name of a little village next to this farm. And so it became the Aksusii Foundation for Agricultural and Forest Development. This is, by the way, Lithuania, and we have the farm is in where the red arrow is. The center of Lithuania is the Vilnius, the capital. So this was the northern part of Lithuania, which was a little bit depressed compared to more southern parts of Lithuania. But anyway, The land we found over there was really quite good. It had been tile drained, which was a surprise to me, and had quite a varied soil types, which was a little bit of a nuisance, but we're used to the Central Valley of California without too many soil types. But anyway, we did this report. These are the people, the three of us that worked there. And as we were leaving, we met at the farm land, and here were all these people from the neighborhood there to greet us. And the ladies had baked bread from their own flour, and made from their flax, they made linen runners for us, each of us on this team. So we were quite impressed by that, and this picture doesn't reflect the happiness, I guess. They look a little sour right now on the picture, but we had really good reception, and so we forged ahead with it. So the idea was try to do something for the farmers of Lithuania, especially those with small land holdings. And they were very inexperienced in running their own operations because the Soviet era was for 50 years, so that's a whole generation or two of people who didn't get much opportunity. So we would do the usual things in our ideas, the research and introduction of crops and systems, have seminars and so on, all of those things you're very familiar with. But so this was a model that we kind of, it was a little bit different, I thought, from what other developments had done, because we were starting with a privately owned piece of land. It was an NGO developed in another country, and we would form a second organization, the Farm and Forestry Center, and that was a totally Lithuanian operation. And it was based on a single family making land available for this activity. And so we had a campaign of fundraising. Letters were sent to the Friends of Lithuania, Lithuanian Americans, Lithuanian Canadians, and so forth. And it generated quite a lot of money to keep us going there. And we formed a board of directors in both organizations and of non-paid people who took care of all the management activities as well as sort of policy development. And so on the finance side, we had one lady from Chicago whose father graduated in forestry from the Agricultural University of Lithuania, and she gave us $200,000 to build a structure, became the office building, the one on the left on this picture. Mr. Slayupas built the one on the right as a house for the staff of this organization, and the other building had a conference room, some bedrooms for visiting scientists and faculty, and that was kind of what we started with. The U.S. government gave us 4 pickup trucks, surplus from the Army. We got one big building, a hangar building that we used to for our equipment storage and all. I really wanted it for a basketball court, but they voted me down on that one. We had a farmer in California who was retiring, and he decided to donate all of his equipment to our operation in Lithuania. And that was a great contribution, a couple of big tractors, combine, disc, plow, and so on. And we got, at that time, AID was shipping goods to countries or places that needed support. So we got all this ready and took it to Travis Air Base and ready to put it on a C-5 plane. And that was on September 10th. On September 11th, all hell broke loose, as you know, so the AID stopped shipments. So we put all the stuff on a boat and got it over to Lithuania. And UC, University of California, Larry Clement, who was the farm advisor on our team, took a sabbatical leave from university and spent a year there developing the land and getting things ready for our activity. So we had the farm. We were deeded 6 hectares for the center itself. The rest of the land of about 300 acres was retained by the farmer, by the Slayupas family, but given to us as a lease for cropping to generate funds and demonstrate ideas. So we have field days every year, and this is an example of how to find the farm for the field day. We had 2 students from the Ag University spent multiple months in UC Davis, and this is one of them, Lena Cuclieri, and this is Larry Clement, who spent the time there and really developed the whole activity for us. in the field day, he had did extensive plantings of grain and oil crops and vegetable crops. We have a few small greenhouses, and he established plants for transplanting and also for demonstrating greenhouse production. And one of professor from Chalet University wanted to study Jerusalem artichoke because of some of the chemicals in that thing. So we had some field plantings of Jerusalem artichoke, and it grows very, very well there, as you might imagine if you know anything about that plant. And with new crops were being explored by the Ag University in Kaunas, and one of them was a relative of kiwi fruit, an actinidia. And so we have plantings of that. We have an apple orchard. But the most interesting thing was that the asparagus demonstration plants looked really pretty well. So we thought that may be a crop to introduce to these small holding farmers, because they could grow it on a small bit of land and harvest it with the labor they had and market it. So that was quite successful, and we invited a chef from Riga in Latvia, Martin Rittens, who is a pretty internationally known chef, and he came down and did demonstration cooking of the asparagus to us during our field days. So we got some publicity there, and our yields were pretty good in our demonstration planting. You can sit down. I'm not quite through yet. Sorry. Anyway, the asparagus really was a success. This lady in the middle of this picture was the first commercial asparagus grower in Lithuania, and she did a very good job and marketed it, got contracts with the major supermarkets to sell asparagus. So one new plant, as somebody said, was worth a lot to these people. So Rotary Clubs International gave us funds to buy equipment. There's a cooler for the asparagus, a tractor. And now we're at a stage 20 years later, kind of evaluating where we went, how far we got, and why didn't we get further, and so forth. So I like to look at Eli Broad's principles. Eli Broad is a Lithuanian-American who is filthy rich and has established a university or research center in New York and a couple of art centers around the U.S. So he says, will it make a difference in 20 years that what we decided to do? Would it happen anyway without our support? And did we have the right people? So that's what we're doing right now. Most of the founders of this group are sort of finishing, retiring from it, but we're going to do an evaluation of what we tried to do there. So that's the little project. It wasn't really on my bucket list because I didn't know I had one at that time, but I really enjoyed working with people in that country because I had no prior knowledge of the Baltic countries and what was there. So developed a lot of good friendships and interactions. Thank you. That was just 9 minutes.
Good job.